Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this monsoon of a Wednesday morning, Wednesday, February the 22nd, 2023, 12 minutes past the hour here. And we have a lot of things we're going over here this morning. Now, I do want to mention again, I mentioned this in hour number one, one of our longtime listeners, Lee Dominey, gave me a call last night and said that he took a fall at his home. I don't think he broke anything, thank goodness, but he is at Marion General Hospital and will be transferred to a rehab facility for 20 days to get himself back into shape. And he's not able to listen to the station because he's not at home and doesn't have a tablet or a laptop or anything like that. So if somebody has an old tablet or a laptop, they'd be willing to help Lee out with while he's in the facility or the hospital. I'm sure he would appreciate that. I can give you Lee's number if anybody's interested in that. It would just have to have Wi-Fi and a browser, and it should be fine because most of these places, these facilities, have Wi-Fi that he'd be able to use. So there you go. If you want to help Lee, let me know. 740-751-4038. Or give me a buzz. But right now he's in Marion General Hospital, so that's where you'd find him if you wanted to drop off. Like I said, an old laptop would work. An old tablet would probably work. You know, anything you could get the internet on and put TuneIn on. Or pull the website up, because there is free internet in all these locations. So, that's how that goes right now. Now, if you're just tuning in this morning, we are giveaway palooza here this morning. We're giving away another large pizza to Neighbor's Pizza. And again, I should mention this. Neighbor's Pizza, located at 712 Richmond Avenue in Fair Park, open Wednesday and Thursday, 4 to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 4 to 10:30 p.m., and Sunday, 4 to 8. Their telephone number, 740-382-6595. That's a large one-topping pizza from Neighbors. Now, our past winners have been Trish and Sarah this week, but we'll have a new winner today. So far in the competition, Mary, Judy, Ryan. Judy's in twice, and Mary and Ryan are also in the competition. Now, Stewart's Root Beer Stand opens up tomorrow for their 97th year, Marion's longest continuing restaurant. Certainly an institution. Let's play the spot here, and then I'll tell you about that.
This is Ted Williams, the man with a golden voice. Rather, it's Coney Dog, shredded chicken sandwich, curly fries, or a nice ice-cold root beer. Whatever it is, when I'm in Marion, I go to the Marion tradition, Stewart's Root Beer Stand. Their telephone number is 740-382-6807. Their address is 1036 North Main Street, right here in Marion, Ohio. Boy, I could taste it now.
All right, we thank Michelle for donating today a free root beer float. So, coming up in about 45 minutes here, we're going to have two winners. One winner will get the large pizza from Neighbor's Pizza, large one-topping pizza. And one winner will get the root beer float from Stewart's. Now, so far, the entrants are Mary, Judy, and Ryan. Now, remember, you can enter as many times as you like. Okay, here's the category. Now, let me read this whole thing because we've only got one answer left we need to get. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. Now, we've got sweat, pass out, turn red, and heat stroke. Still one answer left to go. What is it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And remember, even if you've won before, you can win again because we have added a new prize. So if you won a pizza earlier in the week, hey, you might want to win the root beer float. So anybody can get in on this. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot.
Go ahead, caller.
Vomit.
No vomiting, but a good guess.
No vomiting today on the list. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. Sweat, pass out, turn red, heat stroke. Still one answer left. 740-751-4038. Who's got the final answer in this particular category? So far we've got Mary in once, Judy in twice, Ryan in once. Who's going to be our big winner? Now remember, you can enter as many times as you like, and even if you've won before, you can get in on this, because let's say you want a pizza earlier in the week. Maybe you want that root beer float as well. So our two past winners, Trish and Sarah, can also get in on this competition. Although Sarah is probably not awake, because as we learned, she started her vacation today. So she's probably snoring away in bed there at home.
Go ahead, caller.
How about you become disoriented? You know what I mean?
Not disoriented, but a good guess.
Not disoriented. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. We've got sweat, pass out, turn red, heat stroke. One answer left. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead.
Blurred vision.
Not blurred vision.
No blurred vision on the list here this morning. Name something that might happen to you when you get really, really hot. What is that final answer?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Itching.
No itching.
No itching on the list today. Name something that might happen to you when you get really, really hot. Sweat, pass out, turn red, heat stroke. One answer left here today.
Go ahead, caller.
Fever.
Not fever. That's a good one.
No fever on the list here today. Name something that might happen when you get really, really hot. That's what we're looking for.
Go ahead.
You could die.
You could die. Dying's not on the list, but a good guess.
No dying on the list here today. Name something that might happen when you get really, really hot. Sweat, pass out, turn red, heat stroke. One answer left to go. What is it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Remember, two big prizes today, a large pizza, one topping from Neighbor's Pizza, and also a root beer float from Stewart's Root Beer, which opens tomorrow here in Marion for their 97th year. How about that?
Go ahead, caller.
You get a headache. Is it a penny?
Not a headache.
No headache on the list here today. Well, we're blowing through some answers here. Name something that might happen when you get really, really hot.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to say you can't talk.
Not can't talk.
No can't talking. Speaking, no non-speaking on the list here today. Name something that might happen when you get really, really hot. We've got sweat, pass out, turn red, and heat stroke. Still one answer left. 740-751-4038. Judy, Ryan, and Mary in so far today. Two prizes today. I'll tell you, you know, we got three entrants. Two prizes. Everybody might walk away. Everybody about might walk away.
Go ahead, caller.
How about go swimming?
Not go swimming, good guess.
Okay.
No go swimming on the list here today. Good guess, though. Why not go swimming?
Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say just get dizzy, you don't pass out, just dizzy?
Not dizzy, but this would be a sign of dizziness if this happened.
That's what I said, stumble and stuff, okay.
Yeah, you would be stumbling and dizzy if this happened.
Stumbling and dizzy would happen if this was happening to you. All right, name something that might happen when you get really, really hot. Sweat, pass out, turn red, heat stroke.
Go ahead, caller.
How about lightheaded?
Not lightheaded.
Not lightheaded. Something that might happen when you get really, really hot. Sweat, pass out, turn red, heat stroke. One answer left. Three people in today, Mary, Judy, and Ryan. What I was saying earlier was everybody might walk away with a prize today because we've got two prizes, the root beer float from Stewart's and the large Neighbor's Pizza. Go ahead, caller.
Heat exhaustion.
Close. Close answer.
All right.
Heat exhaustion. Coming fairly close to where we need to be here today. Name something that might happen when you get really, really hot. Sweat, pass out, turn red, heat stroke. Those are the answers we have.
Go ahead, caller.
Dehydration.
You got it. Dehydration.
All right.
You finally saved us so we can move on to the next category.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yes, those were the five answers. Name something that might happen when you get really, really hot. Sweat, pass out, turn red, dehydration, and heat stroke. All right, next category. Start fresh on another one. Now remember, you can enter as many times as you like. So far we've got Ryan in twice and Judy in twice and Mary in once. Now we're going to give away two prizes today. Root beer float to Stewart's Root Beer, which opens tomorrow for its 97th year, and a large pizza, one topping to Neighbor's Pizza. Okay. Here we go. Well, this is right up the... You know, we talked about the political story earlier about the Democrats filing the petition against Bill Collins. Well, this is perfect. Let's see. How many answers do we have here? I think five big answers in this category. Let's get ourselves ready here. Five big answers. Name something many politicians do that's wrong. Name something that many politicians do that is wrong. Five answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that many politicians do that are wrong.
Go ahead, caller.
They lie.
They lie. That is number one on the list. You got it. Thanks, Judy.
Judy gets in with they lie. That was number one on the list. To be sure.
Go ahead, caller.
They lie.
We just got that one.
We just got they lie. But yeah, they lie. Definitely a popular one here on the list today. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'll give the fun answer, Scott, since she said lie, and that would be sleep or have adult activities with someone that you probably shouldn't be having activities with.
No adult activities.
No cheating on your spouse?
Nope. No cheating.
That's interesting. Okay, we'll see you later.
All right. No cheating, nothing of that nature. All right, here. Let's see what we got.
Go ahead, caller.
Bribery.
Bribery, yes. Number three on the list. Bribery. Got you, Charlene.
Thank you.
Bribery was number three on the list today. So we got lie and bribery at this point. What a category.
Go ahead, caller.
Promises they don't keep.
False promises, number two on the list. Thanks, Mary.
False promises, number two. Boy, this is lighting up the phones here today. Might need to have an operator here.
Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say steal. Is that kind of like bribery?
Probably, yeah. No stealing on the list.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a few. We got Charlene in. We got Judy in again. We got Mary in. So now we got Mary in twice. We got Judy in three times. Ryan in twice. Charlene in once. Go ahead, caller.
Well, this wouldn't be there, Scott, but I'll just be kind of naughty in honor of our local congressperson. Hang up on a talk show host.
No. Boy, that still sticks with you all these years later.
Yeah, I'll give another answer that won't be there because you're expecting it. One of our greatest presidents, FDR, was a chain smoker. So smoke or drink too much because he's had presidents who do that. That won't be there, but you knew I would say that.
No smoking or drinking.
Okay. All right. See you later.
Thank you. All right. Okay. The category is... Name something many politicians do that's wrong. Number one, they lie. Number two, false promises. Number three, they take bribes. Still got two other answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Remember, coming up here in about a half hour, we're going to have two big drawings. We've got a root beer float from Stewart's, and we've got a large neighbor's pizza. Well, I thought somebody was calling in there. Did the phone freeze? Well, we still got a dial tone. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. Well, I hope somebody wasn't hit by lightning or something out there.
Go ahead, caller.
Cheat.
Cheat. No cheating on the list.
No cheating on the list here today. All right. Name something many politicians do that is wrong. That's where we are. 740-751-4038. Name something many politicians do that is wrong. We've got they lie, false promises, they take bribes. Three are two other answers on the list. Does anybody know what they are?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Are you there? Oh, they spend their campaign funds on themselves, you know, illegally.
No illegal campaign funds, but a good guess.
No illegal campaign funds. Poor politicians. My goodness gracious.
Go ahead.
They're backstabbers.
Well, I'll tell you, that's close to one of the answers. Very close.
All right.
Backstabbing is a little close. Fairly close to one of the answers here. Now, you know, I say fairly close and people say, well, he was way off on that hint. That's what they'll say.
Go ahead, caller.
They slander the other politician.
That's it. Bad mouth the other politician. That is number 5 on the list. We got you. Thanks.
Yes, bad mouth the other politician is number 5 on the list here. So one answer left. It's an interesting answer, too. Name something many politicians do that's wrong. We've got they lie, false promises, they take bribes, they badmouth their opponent. One other answer. So far, we've got Mary, Judy, Ryan, Charlene in the competition here today. 2 prizes today. Large pizza to Neighbor's Pizza, 1 topping. We've got a root beer float from Stewart's Root Beer. Opens up tomorrow for their 97th season. All kinds of good stuff. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is the final answer in this category? Go ahead, caller.
I think some don't show up for the job. They're supposed to show up for all stations, but I don't think they do.
Not showing up for the job, not on the list, but a good guess. Not showing up for the job, not on the list here today.
Name something many politicians do that's wrong. They lie, false promises, take bribes, badmouth their opponent. One other answer. 740-751-4038. And again, a large pizza to Neighbor's Pizza today. 1 topping will be a prize, and a root beer float to Stewart's Root Beer will also be a prize today. All right. What's this missing answer in this category?
Name something a politician does that's wrong. Or name something many politicians do that's wrong. That's the category. Number 1 was they lie. Number 2 was false promises. Number 3 was they take bribes. And number 5 was they badmouth their opponent. Still one answer left in here. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. Well, let's see. We got Charlene in twice. We've got Mary in twice. We've got Judy in 3 times. And we've got Ryan in twice. And 2 giveaways here today. Who's going to bust this thing wide open? 34 minutes past the hour. Large pizza, 1 topping to Neighbor's Pizza will be given away today. And a root beer float from Stewart's Root Beer, which will open tomorrow for their 97th year. Name something many politicians do that's wrong. Well, the final answer, I think, has stumped everybody here. They lie, false promises. They take bribes. They badmouth their opponent. One other answer on the list. What might that one other answer be? 35 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. Who's gonna get it? I know you're running through the list in your mind. What in the world could these politicians be doing that is wrong? Because we've went through a pretty good stack of the list here. Lie, false promises, take bribes, badmouth your opponent. Still got one answer left. Who's going to get it for another chance to get in on all this food and drink today? 740-751-4038. And remember, in about 24 minutes, we're going to be doing 2 drawings today. 1 for a large 1-topping pizza at Neighbor's Pizza, and another
for a root beer float at Stewart's Root Beer, which opens tomorrow for their 97th year. All right. What's that final answer? Well, the phones are still working. We must have just stumped everybody out there. You know, sometimes you get an answer that just stumps people. Something that a politician does that's wrong. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say they commit crimes, like they drive, drinking and different stuff, just something to combine all that.
Really, no crime. It's not a crime. The final answer is not a crime. Name something many politicians do that is wrong. They lie, false promises, take bribes, badmouth their opponent. One other answer here. 740-751-4038. Well, you know, a politician would probably not like to see this list. It's not a very flowery list, as you would say. What's this answer? Name something many politicians do that's wrong. They lie, false promises, they take bribes, they badmouth their opponent. One other answer to go. Who's going to get it? 740-751-4038. You know, it's kind of a tough answer. I'm going to try to give a little bit of a hint here. I'm trying to think of a good hint on this without totally giving it away. Go ahead, caller.
Does it have anything to do with your campaign fund?
No campaign fund, no.
Okay.
Nothing to do with their campaign fund. I'm trying to think. Boy, this is hard because it's so easy to give this one away without actually saying it. Okay. This would be something a politician would do if they were on stage in front of a group. There you go. That's the hint. This would be something a politician would do if they were on stage in front of a group. That's the final answer. That's the hint. Name something many politicians do that is wrong. They lie, false promises, they take bribes, they badmouth their opponent, and the other answer is something they would do on a stage in front of a crowd. And it would be considered wrong. What do they do? I know that's kind of an oblique answer, but, you know, we're trying for everything here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
They take vacations on taxpayers' money.
No vacations on taxpayers' money, but that would be wrong.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Ryan. No vacations on taxpayers' money here this morning. Tough answer in the category. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm listening. They badmouth their opponent.
Not badmouth the opponent. That was the fifth answer. Not badmouth the opponent. That was number five on the list. Name something many politicians do that is wrong. They lie, false promises, they take bribes, they badmouth their opponent. Now, the final answer would be something you would do on stage in front of another group. In front of a big group. Let's say that. In front of a group you were speaking in front of. Something you would do in front of a group on stage that would be considered wrong. Name something that many politicians do that is wrong. Lie, false promises, bribes, and badmouth their opponent. We've already got those guesses. One answer left. If you were on stage in front of a crowd, what could you do that would be considered wrong if you were a politician? 740-751-4038. We've got a large pizza from Neighbors. One topping will be drawn this morning in about 18 minutes. And a root beer float from Stewart's Root Beer, which opens for the season tomorrow for the 97th year. All right, well, what is this final answer? My goodness. It is eluding us this morning, to be sure. 42 minutes past the hour. 18 minutes left in the program today. Who's going to baseball slide in with the right answer here? You know, baseball season's right around the corner. All righty. What could it be, this final answer? They lie, false promises, they take bribes, they badmouth their opponent. Something a politician would do on a stage in front of a group of their own people. Let's put it that way, their fans, their supporters, however you would want to qualify it. Name something many politicians would do that's wrong. Now, this wrong thing would be something you would do on a stage in front of a group of your own supporters. What would you do? Well, how about this? The number two answer is false promises. Okay, if you were up on a stage making false promises, what might they say you were doing? You know, giving a speech, making false promises, 740-751-4038. Well, we had a spam caller coming in there. I don't think they're going to win the prize. Okay, like I say, number two on the list was false promises here. Now, if a politician was up on a stage speaking to their supporters and giving false promises, what might you say they were doing?
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say lying.
Well, lying, yeah, but not the answer, but close. Not lying, but if a politician was up on a stage and giving these false promises, what would you say they were doing? Now remember, it would be on a stage in front of a group of their supporters. What would you say they were doing? Boy, this one has put us dead right in the mud here. Name something many politicians do that's wrong. We've got they lie, false promises, they take bribes, they badmouth their opponent. Go ahead, caller.
How about stirring up the crowd?
You know, like
Trump?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to go with that because this might be, and it's number four on the list. It's even above badmouthing the opponent, but it says they jabber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, stirring up the crowd.
I was also going to say they just talk.
Yeah, I guess that's what but I cannot believe five people said to these Family Feud people, I can't believe they used the word jabber.
No.
I think somebody's...
That's an old word.
I think somebody's maybe had one too many waffles on this particular list.
Well, not Mary Ellen's
waffles. No, Mary Ellen's waffles. No, no. You know, those kids yesterday, better than Waffle House, better than Bob Evans, best waffles
I
ever tasted.
I love the pictures that you put up.
Yeah.
And especially the one of Abby. That was a good one.
Now, isn't that the picture you'd really want to see? Her face all smashed and contorted because she just about ruined the waffles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe you better sleep with one eye open. I think she may sneak in and try and hurt you for that one.
I like it. I think that should be the picture on her driver's license.
There you go.
Thanks, Mary.
Oh, Scott.
All right. Mary gets in again here. One. Okay, so we got Mary in three times, Judy in three times, Charlene in twice. Well, that does that category, and boy, that was confusing. Name something many politicians do that's wrong. We got they lie, false promises, they take bribes, they jabber, bad mouth their opponent. Okay, on to the next category. We got time here. Four answers in our next category. Name a question people ask their dogs. Now, there you go. Pet lovers out there. Name a question people ask their dogs. Four answers on this list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A question people ask their dogs.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Are you hungry?
Are you hungry? Yes, want to eat. Number one on the list.
Judy gets in at number one on the list. Do you want to eat? Absolutely. And I drop my pen.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I guess the most logical answer, do you need to use the ladies or the men's room, so to speak?
Do you want to go out? Yes, number two on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want to go out is number two on the list. So we got three answers left here.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, do you want
to... What's that?
Do you want to go out?
Adam just got that one.
Oh, he did. Oh, see, I didn't hear it. Okay.
Yep. Do you want to go out? Was on that list. Adam just got that one. Knocked it out of the park. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, do you want to take a walk?
Do you want to take a walk? No walk on the list. Well, we had so many calls there. We had so many calls there, we actually blew the system. So how about that? So if you're calling in, try to be cognizant of somebody else on the line. Only let it ring a couple times. And then, oh, my goodness. What a mess there. Okay. What do we got here? We're back on, though. 740-751-4038. The phone calls took us down, but I think we are back up and running here. Okay. So, the category remains, name a question people ask their dogs. And the phones are back up. Just remember, if somebody else is on the line, kind of give them a second. Don't overload the lines here. All right. Name a question people ask their dogs. 740-751-4038. Don't forget, Voice of a People with Linda Sims on today from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. And Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 until 1 p.m. All right, 6 minutes left to go. And we have got the, what do we got here? We've got the large pizza from Neighbors with one topping to give away today. And the root beer float from Stewart's opening for their 97th year tomorrow. Now, the category, again, was name a question people ask their dogs. The only two answers we got before everything went haywire was, do you want to eat and do you want to go out? Two answers left. Name a question people ask their dogs. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Back after we crash the system because of all the phone calls. Now all the phone calls. Now remember, somebody else is on the line. Just don't call in at the same time. Go ahead, caller.
A good girl.
Not a good girl, no. Not a good boy or a good girl here. All right, let's try this again. Go ahead, caller.
God, I don't know if you heard me, but I said when to go for a walk. I didn't hear an answer. You went out.
Not go for a walk. No going for a walk on the list. Now remember, if somebody's on the line, only let it ring twice. Go ahead, caller.
You want to take a car ride?
Not a car ride, but a good guess. Not a car ride, but a good guess. Name a question you would ask your dog. 740-751-4038. Mary, Judy, Ryan, Charlene, all in the competition here today. All right, we're going to be giving away the large pizza. Well, let's see what we got here on the dog question. Go ahead, caller.
Do you want a treat?
Not want a treat. Number one was, do you want to eat? Number two was, do you want to go out? Still two other answers on the list. What are they? About 2.5 minutes to go here before we wrap up the program. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon today. And then Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1 p.m. Go ahead, caller.
Do you want a bath?
Not a bath. Not do you want a bath? Not on the list today. All right, let's see here. I think we got another caller coming in. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, do you want to play, like ball or whatever?
Not play. Not do you want to play? Not on the list here today. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Do you want your toy?
Not a toy. Not do you want your toy.
Uh-oh. Reach me when...
Well, if that's you, hang up. You went to the answering machine. Hang up and we'll get you back on here. 740-751-4038. Boy, I'll tell you, we're having a blistering morning with calls here. And we're just about to the prize point. About 1 minute to go, and we're going to draw the two prizes. Large pizza from... Oh, now it's ringing busy. I bet you're all enjoying that, the busy signal, huh? There you go. We can get one or two more guesses in here this morning before we're out of time. All right. Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
Have you been a good boy or a good girl?
You know what? Yeah, how are you? That's on the list. We'll take that. Thanks, Ryan.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah. Ryan gets in with how are you? Why not? Okay, so we got how are you. One answer left to go. What question would you ask your dog? Okay, well, we're about down to the final minute, so we need to do our drawings here. So hold on a second. Let's get these drawings done here this morning. Because everybody wants the food. All right. The free root beer float to Stewart's, which opens tomorrow for their 97th year, goes to... Oh, we're getting another call here before we do the drawing. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, did you have a good day?
Not did you have a good day. Not did you have a good day. Okay, the root beer float, go and just tell them your name over there. The root beer float this morning goes to, shake these up, goes to Ryan. All right, Ryan, you got the root beer float at Stewart's. Now the large one-topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza goes to, well, here we go, Judy. Judy, you get the one... topping pizza to Neighbor's Pizza. Judy, you get the pizza at Neighbor's Pizza. Ryan, you get the root beer float. We're doing giveaways tomorrow. Tune in. Linda Sims up next. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional enthusiasm and you're doing what I used to do, just, you know, drive people crazy until they finally say yes and do the show.